Chapter 2. On Saturday morning, April 7th, at first light, the Chinese warships sailed, apparently for home. At least two of them did, the Hangzhou and the Shantou. The other two stayed right where they were at the jetties in Bandar Abbas Harbor. 3 hours later, shortly before 09:50 local time, the three Chinese kilos pushed out of Chabihar into the Hormuz Strait and made their way south towards the Arabian Sea. The U.S. satellites picked up the entire scenario on bright sunlit waters, and back in Fort Meade, Lieutenant Ramshaw wrote a short memorandum to the NSA's acting director detailing the ship movements. 2 days later, a report came in from the Middle Eastern desk at Langley that Iran was moving heavy sunburn missiles, plus launchers, plus anti-aircraft artillery to a point along their southeastern coast on the Gulf of Oman. Langley's man did not know precisely where the hardware was headed, but Fort Meade made a slight adjustment in the satellite's photographic direction, and from way up in the stratosphere, the massive U.S. camera snapped off two shots of the big sunburns being maneuvered into position facing out to sea, 29 miles south of the coastal town of Quistac. Lieutenant Ramshaw marked up his wide chart, 2623 north, 5705 east. He automatically glanced across to see the nearest point of land, but there really was nothing. If the missiles were fired westerly at 90 degrees to the coast, they would head straight out to sea. A slightly more southerly course would aim them at the northern headland of the Iranians' friends, the Omanis. That headland, the outermost point of the barren Musandam Peninsula, scarcely had a town or a village on it. The only name marked on Jimmy Ramshaw's chart, way out on the jutting eastern coast, was Ras Kabral Hindi.
"Christ," he muttered, "what kind of a bloody name's that? Imagine coming from there and travelling to the States, place of residence, sir, Ras Kabral Hindi. Jeez, they'd probably lock you up on principle."
In any event, the lieutenant drafted a report confirming they now had a firm position for the Iranian missiles. And then he returned to his consistent preoccupation, the two remaining Chinese warships in Bandar Abbas, the Kangding and the Zigong.